Always a Winner: Finding Your Competitive Advantage in an Up-and-Down Economy. Author, Peter Navarro. Always a Winner organizations all share in common Master Cyclist, short for Master Business Cycle Manager, leaders with a high degree of economic and financial market literacy, and who are masters at strategically managing the business cycle. Such organizations deploy a wide range of forecasting capabilities to anticipate movements and key recessionary turning points in the business cycle. In this way, they not only recession-proof their shareholders and employees from the ravages of the business cycle, they also exhibit superior financial performance, robust profitability, and a competitive advantage over rivals. 3 steps to manage business cycle. 1. Developing a strong forecasting capability. Your company must develop strong forecasting capabilities to anticipate movements and key turning points in the business cycle. Then you should effectively disseminate that forecasting information to key decision makers. 2. Applying well-timed business cycle management strategies. In response to your forecasting data, you can apply several tactics across the functional areas of your organization. Master Cyclist Principles: encounter great resistance in reactive cyclist companies that lack a strong business cycle management orientation and that requisite skills to manage the business cycle. 3. Building the Master Cyclist Organization. For this purpose, the organization needs 4 characteristics: a strong business cycle management, an executive team with a high degree of economic and financial market literacy, an organizational structure that facilitates the flow of forecasting data and timely decision-making, and an organizational culture that supports business cycle management activities. Such culture helps you manage your labor and production costs during economic downturns in a way that builds up the morale of your employees. GDP Forecasting Equation. The most powerful forecasting tool is the GDP Forecasting Equation. The economic growth of any nation is measured by its GDP, gross domestic product, which is driven by 4 components: consumption, business investment, net exports, and government spending. The GDP equation can help us understand how to chart the business cycle and how the cycle moves through its different phases. GDP equals C plus I plus open bracket X minus M close bracket plus G, where C equals consumption, I equals business investment, X minus M equals net exports, which is the difference between the amount of exports, X, and the amount of imports, M, and G equals government spending. 4 ways to forecast the business cycle. 1. Monitor the shape of the yield curve. The bond market's yield curve defines the yield spread between short and long-term government bonds. Normally, this yield curve slopes upward to reflect the higher risk of longer-term bonds. However, when the curve slopes downwards, this provides a strong recessionary signal. 2. Assess the stock market trend. Do this by keeping a daily eye on the movement of the Standard & Poor's 500 index, which is the best measure of stock market activity. 3. Follow the corporate earnings season. During the quarterly earnings season, all publicly traded corporations report their earnings. The guidance that companies offer about the course of profits in the coming quarters provides a warning of potential recession. If the majority of companies are guiding lower, that's a strong sign of recession. And if the majority of companies are guiding higher, that's powerful evidence that a recovery or an economic expansion is on the way. 4. Track the GDP forecasting equation. By using select economic indicators to track the 4 components of GDP equation, you can anticipate movements and key expansionary and recessionary turning points in the business cycle. Tracking the customer. In order to track the consumption component of GDP, consider the following. 1. How much is the consumer willing to spend? 2. How much can the consumer afford to spend? 3. What is the consumer actually spending his money on? Tracking the business investment. Business investment accounts for only 15% of the GDP. However, what it lacks in size, it makes up for in sudden volatile drops that are as capable of triggering a recession as consumption. In a business investment-led recession, executives cut back sharply on capital expenditures for many reasons. Regardless of the reason, once business investment starts to slow down, this negative trend is likely to accelerate. Ironically, the collective behavioral response and the cautionary cutback in investment by worried executives trigger the very recession that they fear. Tracking the net exports. The fate of any nation's economy is determined by the nation's level of exports and imports and whether it's running large and chronic trade deficits. Chronic trade deficits shove critical points off the GDP growth rate. To understand how a trade deficit can tip a nation's economy into recession, remember the definition of net exports. Net exports represent the difference between how much a country exports and how much it imports. Tracking government spending. The best way to monitor government spending is to review the Treasury budget report on a monthly basis. This report provides an estimate of the annual budget deficit as economic conditions change. Chronic budget deficits are likely to threaten your company's ability to borrow capital at reasonable interest rates. Effect of inflation. Inflation is an upward movement of prices from one year to the next. It is measured by the percentage of change in price indices. Ironically, while inflation is an indication of robust economic expansion, it poses the danger of triggering a recession, either directly or indirectly. On the direct danger front, inflation negatively affects all three non-governmental components in the GDP equation. 1. It reduces consumption because rising prices squeeze consumer budgets and erode purchasing power. 2. It reduces business investment because interest rates invariably rise with inflation, and higher interest rates lead to reduced capital expenditures. 3. It reduces exports by raising export prices and thereby reducing global demand. On the direct danger front, if inflation rises above a certain target rate, usually around 2%, interest rate increases may begin. Once this happens, all three of the non-governmental components of the GDP equation are suppressed. 1. Consumption falls as consumers buy fewer interest rate-sensitive durable goods, such as autos, appliances, furniture, and houses. 2. Business investment slows because companies reduce capital expenditures for new plants and equipment. 3. Export slows because higher interest rates translate into a stronger currency as foreign investors are attracted by higher interest rates in that country. As the currency of such country strengthens, its exports become more expensive and its companies sell fewer exports. How to protect your company in an up and down stock market. 1. Buy and hold portfolio doesn't protect you from business cycle risk. When the business cycle turns up, so is the stock market. Only then the risk works in the favor of the buy and hold investors. Under these conditions, buy and hold investors are severely punished by market risk, and investment returns suffer accordingly. 2. Smart money robs buy and hold investors. Smart money is the first to head for the exits and thereby gain profits because the majority of speculators who make up this class of investors use the same kind of forecasting tools to anticipate movements and key turning points in the business cycle that have been shown in this summary. 2. Bigger institutional investors recognize at a later stage that the recession is on the horizon, that smart money heads for the exits, and that from the flow of economic data, it's obvious that economic conditions are deteriorating. So, they sell off their holdings and gain profits. Finally, small retail investors realize that the market continues to deteriorate. So, they leave in panic. This accelerates the downward bear market move. Through all of this, buy and hold investors are the ones who take the biggest beating while providing smart money and big institutional investors with their big capital gains. By learning how to be your own business cycle forecaster and by following stock market trends, you'll not only learn how to manage your company better, you'll ensure that a recession never again catches you by surprise. You'll become part of the small elite group of smart money, regardless of the economic conditions, and thereby manage your own money much better.